The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Guys, we are super excited because joining us right now, I'm very excited. We are talking with artist extraordinaire and the WWE artist in residence who's celebrating his 7th year with WWE. That's awesome. We have Rob Schomburger. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. I'm doing good on this very fine, at least the weather here is sunny. I hope it's nice there.
Oh, it's gross as heck here, but I'm dealing.
gotta love that late November, early December weather.
It's a constant Guns N' Roses video here. Oh, not one of the fun ones. It's just November rain all the time.
Ew, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're supposed to get that, I think, tomorrow, which is no fun, but it's right now it's at least pretty and sunny, so I guess that's the best you can hope for. But how have you been doing? How have you been handling things since, you know, this wonderful year of 2020 started, and it's been weird?
It's day-to-day for sure, but overall, it's not a huge difference for me. I work from home, and I'm pretty much chained to my drawing table anyway. The big difference is I'm not traveling to a WWE event each month. Instead, it's, you know, just working from home. But like my friends have been joking with me that I've been preparing for social distancing for the last, you know, 10 to 40 years.
I was going to say, it's like, I feel like there was a meme that was going around in the beginning that was, for every introvert, it's like, my time has come.
Yeah, we're here.
We're good. We're fine. It's all good. We're all here. I was curious because I actually was able to attend Adobe Max digitally this year, which was really interesting and cool. And they were talking about how, like, a lot of people have, like, discovered new techniques or new things or new ways. And I was interested to know if, like, you know, aside from all the wonderful work that we're going to talk about here in a second, if you've, like, discovered anything new or you've been trying anything different or anything new since lockdown started.
Well, with my paintings themselves, I have more time to spend on them, which, you know, has made me a lot more thoughtful about everything I do with them. That's been the big difference. As far as technology, you know, most of these are, you know, things that I was doing beforehand anyway. But the big difference for me has been being able to spend longer on my work, which I've enjoyed.
Yeah. And I mean, you've been producing some amazing paintings. I follow you on the Twitter. I stalk your Instagram. You're not on Facebook anymore, which,
no,
that's okay. You left Facebook.
I ran away screaming.
But I follow you on the other socials, and you've been producing some absolutely just wonderful work, including, I can't wait to see the next one, which is actually an Undertaker piece that you're putting out, I think, on the 29th. Is that right?
Sunday, yeah.
I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be similar to the recent Bray Wyatt and Asuka mosaic pieces. If it's not my best, it's tied for my best work I've ever done.
Oh, okay. All right. Just out of curiosity, what is the best work you've done to date?
I would argue that it's that Asuka mosaic piece. I really leveled up on that one. So if this one is not better than that, it's as good as that.
Okay. All right. I will keep an eye out, and I'll let you know for sure. I'm sure it's wonderful, because everything you do is wonderful, and I love everything. And I just, like I told you before the interview, I want to buy everything. But speaking of The Undertaker, you know, he retired this past Sunday. And what were your thoughts and feelings on the retirement and everything? And what did you kind of take away from it?
Personally, and I hope I don't get in hot water for this, but I think there's people that agree with me. I wish the pulling back of the curtain had happened after the retirement ceremony. It was, you know, we've been seeing so much of Mark Calloway for the last few months that then having him in character. Like, yes, I understand that they're all in character, but I would have liked to have seen the character retire and then we get to meet Mark first. But as far as the ceremony itself, WWE production is second to none. they did a beautiful, loving ceremony there. And it was very genuine. And a hologram with Paul Bearer was just powerful. It was really amazing. So as far as the thing itself, they did it as perfectly as they could right now.
Yeah, I joke with Rock, but it was like I was sitting there watching it, and it's like I had watched like the Austin interview before Survivor Series, and it was like that kind of give you like the closure, because you're like, I don't want him to go because I love him so much, but I want him to go because I want him to be happy and be with his family, and like, the Austin interview gave you the closure that, at least for me, that I needed, and then it was like, I'm good, he came out, they're doing the thing, and it's beautiful, and it's gorgeous, and then they just kick you right in the feels with that hologram, and it was like, I was not ready for that, y'all.
Yeah. it was really beautiful, and, like, my wife and I, when we were first dating, there was a Royal Rumble, would have been 2017, and I invited her. My friend was having a Royal Rumble party, and I invited her along. And we'd only been dating a few months, and she was like, "Wrestling, ugh." But she was like, "I like this guy. I want to, you know." And this was her chance to meet a bunch of my friends, so she came along. And during the Rumble, when Undertaker came out, she's like, "Wait, is that the same Undertaker?" And it had come back to her that she had been. She had grown up watching wrestling with her dad, but not actually watching it because he's a notorious cheapskate and wouldn't pay for the pay-per-views. But there was still that channel you could turn to and hear them.
Yeah.
And so Undertaker was her favorite, but this was her first time actually ever seeing him. and like all of a sudden she was all in on wrestling. Like it all came back to her.
Oh, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and that, like, led to her and her dad, like, getting a whole new bond because he never stopped watching. And so then they started, you know, texting back and forth about it. And turns out that, like, he goes to the dirt sheets and would check with us for confirmation on hot news. Undertaker was, like, what sparked all that. And of course, Katie, my wife, is heavily involved in everything I do now. And she's there with me at every WrestleMania access and all that. And it all started with Taker. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of emotion around that in our household.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love hearing stories like that. Like, that's so cool. Is like everybody has their one specific memory, like, of him and how just like how he's impacted their lives. And that's so cool how that happened for y'all.
Yeah, it was and then having it, you know, happen on there on Sunday, and it's like, okay, this is it. You know, like when he finally walked through, like I kept expecting like an RKO out of nowhere.
Honestly,
when that didn't happen, I was like, okay, it's done.
I was waiting for the Fiend. I was like legit waiting for the Fiend. I was like, it's going too well. It's going too perfect. Where is it? And then it didn't come. And you're like, okay, I'm fine.
And yeah, they made the most out of the Thunderdome. Just every little thing was perfection there.
So beautiful.
What they performed there was beautiful.
I mean, my TV couldn't handle it, but it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wish you could have, like, seen it in person just a little bit, just because it would have been gorgeous to see in person. But, like, I completely respect that, like, they had the silence in the arena as he's doing it, because it felt so right in that moment that there was just silence and he was just there and in the entire mood and arena and everything. I don't know, it felt right.
Yeah,
that he's there on his own with the mist and the clouds and the moon and everything. It's all spooky and stuff. It's cool
for sure. Like, ideally it would have been awesome to have a crowd, but then there's always the chance that the crowd starts chanting something stupid. Mm-hmm. Like what happens at the Hall of Fame. So for this, with the current circumstances, this was as perfect as they could do it.
Absolutely. And speaking of perfection, sir, we need to talk about your new website, because it is gorgeous. And what I'm talking about, guys, is SeanBurgerLabs.com. You need to go check it out. It's amazing. It's awesome. And I'd love to know kind of the process behind this and sort of what led you to revamping your website, because you had your previous one, which I believe was RobSeanBurger.com, and you still have it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the split out SeanBurger Labs, where is it just the wrestling stuff? Because I was kind of poking around and peeking around in it. Or is it everything, your full portfolio?
It's all of my WWE related work. And it's kind of the public face of this next stage of my career. Up to now have been licensing my work to WWE, and, you know, they sell it through WWE Shop and WWE Auction and other related things. Now I'm a licensee and I'm fully in charge of all this. So I'm, you know, a much smaller but similar relationship to like Mattel or 2K or Topps. And I'm the first artist to be able to do this. It's amazing that, you know, through the support of all my collectors and the good faith and the trust I've built with WWE that I'm able to do this now. And so the website itself is, there's over 360 prints that I'm able to launch with, and over 200 original paintings, and all fully licensed through WWE. It's amazing. It's weeks of just like me doing database work to get it up and going. I'd worked way ahead on all my paintings so I could keep that schedule going, but then otherwise working on the website itself. And it's me in charge of all of it. I'm working with my printer here in town, Alpha Graphics of Kansas City, who handles the fulfillment for all my WWE Shop prints. They're going to continue doing that with this as well. And that takes a little bit of work off of me, because before I was doing all of my fulfillments as well. Through RobSchaefberger.com. And so that gives me even more time to work on the paintings. Eventually, you know, right now we're in launch week, so I don't have any time. But eventually it'll, you know, free up about a day a week for me, which is wonderful. And I think the website is awesome. Like, you can search by a superstar. So you can go, you know, direct to my Asuka collection or my Undertaker or Bray Wyatt, whoever. Anyone that's pretty much under the WWE umbrella. If I haven't done something of them, I will be soon. So, of course, my schedule will continue as normal, too. So a new release every Sunday at the minimum. But not only will the prints go up, but the original painting will as well. And, you know, Canvas to Canvas, my YouTube show with WWE, continues as normal. And all of that you'll be able to see on the front page of the website, as well as a section out for me to, it's kind of a blog, kind of editorial, where I can do write-ups about each of the pieces and what my thinking is, you know, behind each one. Get all of that there in one place.
That's awesome. I love the search by wrestler feature. I just have to tell you, that's great, because you can go into the individual collections and you can see everything and all the really, really neat stuff that's there, because there's some older stuff that you kind of have forgotten about. It was like, I was flipping through, because of course I love Bray Wyatt. I think that everybody understands this. I was flipping through all the old stuff that you have for him. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that one and that one. And it's like, oh right, I have that. It's like, I have a couple of yours hanging on my wall in my house. I was like, oh yay, there it is. It's still there. So I was like really excited to like flip through it all and just see everything. And also just the other wrestlers collection, because you've been doing this massive project where you're doing the Select series and you're doing just these kind of, I would call them, I guess, quick little like mini paintings, although they're not little, but like just almost like quick, just portraits of everybody where mm-hmm. they're not the fully composed, you know, amazing pieces that you do, but they're just quick little portraits. And just to see how many you've done, because I stalk you on social and I see it when you put it out, but it's like just to see the magnitude of it on the site is just insane, where you're like, here's series one, here's series two, here's series three, and it's just like, wow, I didn't realize there were so many.
Yeah, I do a new one of those every month, and that's 4 entries each month. And like the overall goal with the Select series is for a painting of everyone and all of their looks. So you can see, like with Bray Wyatt, I go all the way back to Husky Harris up to the Fiend. You know, like all the different looks in there. And each month is, you know, like I keep it secret for everyone. You know, they don't know what's coming. Although this one that came in last week was the NXT Four Horsewomen, but you know, from their time in NXT, so like Bayley before she was a hugger even, and you know, doing, you know, like just having her hair down and playing around with that and continuing to fill it in. And then like my original envisioning of it, why it's called the Select Series, is that it looks like a select screen for like a fighter game. And hey, maybe down the line 2K will want to utilize that.
I mean, hey.
Right. And you know, I think that way too. And but when they started the Thunderdome, I was like, oh, these all together kind of look like the Thunderdome too, which is funny.
Maybe we could, because you did the Hell in a Cell poster.
Yeah.
So maybe we can convince WWE, although it would be a massive amount of work, is to do like their little like coming up screens. You could do like paintings of everybody, and they could use maybe the Select Series for like that, where it's like coming up, Sasha Banks versus Bayley, and there's your stuff right there on the TV. Like, that would be,
you know,
cool.
I'm game.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. And I mean, that's, you've got stuff with Mattel too. Like, you just had the Warrior figure with the super amazing jacket that you did for him. Like the final look that he had before we sadly lost him. That just came out, right?
Yeah. Just a few weeks ago. And you know, what a wonderful thing that is. Like, cause I hand painted the coat that he wore in his final appearance. And, you know, with, you know, what ended up happening just a day later, and all these years later, now having, you know, a figure like this with such a faithful reproduction of the coat is wonderful.
Now, did they like use stuff that you sent them, or did they use like imagery from the show to recreate that, or how did that process work?
I don't know specifically how they did it. I wasn't involved. I would imagine they probably had access to the coat. Dana has that in her possession, I believe, still. So I think they were probably able to work from that. But also knowing, like, the painting that Warrior wanted on the back was a reproduction of another painting I had done before. And so maybe they had found that as well. But it looked more like the one that I did on the physical coat. So I would imagine they were able to either photograph or do their, you know, digital scan of that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but did they like let you know that they were going to do it, or was that a surprise to you that they had made that?
We'd had brief discussions at Access, I think, in New York. And then when it came, you know, time to announce it, it's like, oh, here it is. Wow. That's awesome.
But I mean, because
I had done a lot of work with Mattel a few years ago. Like, there was a whole year's worth of Elite figures that came with my art. But they'd had, you know, like a management shuffle probably two or three times since then. So we didn't have any direct communication on this one, but I love what they made.
Yeah, I think it looks super sick. It does. It's, if you guys haven't seen it, go check it out and go buy it in the stores when it's available. If it's, I think it's available now, right?
Yeah. If it's not already gone. Apparently it was the rare one from the set. I was literally standing there while the stock boy was putting it on the shelf so that I could get mine.
It's like, I'll just like take that from you, sir.
Gotten one, but I wanted to buy it, you know, support myself, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You got, sometimes that's what you've got to do, you know, pay yourself right back a little bit with your own stuff. But I just love that, standing where the stock boy, I'll just, you don't even have to put it on the shelf. You can just hand it right here, you know, just, can I just
I've
get it myself?
I've learned enough by now to not say like, hey, I painted that, because, you know, they would just give me a blank look and like, okay. This time I just, you know, yoinked it and went to the register.
It's like, I got it! Yeah, and I remember when you were doing, like, they did the figures with your work, and that was, like, really cool to collect that whole series, and you get the whole little mini painting with the series, and that was really neat. I was kind of hoping that they would do that again, because I really like that concept, that you get, like, the little piece of the art, and that just gives you another motivation. Not just the figure, but, like, to get the painting if you want the painting. I thought that was a really neat, like, crossover idea.
Oh, they were tremendous to work with on that. And, like, that was my first time going to San Diego Comic-Con. They flew me out to paint live at their exhibit to announce that we were going to be doing that. And then for a whole year, everywhere you went, my name was right there on the front of the packaging. It was cool, like, I had one of the figures at home, of course, and my siblings were all over. I've got a brother and three sisters, and I was able to like show them like, this is our name on this. And that was like where it really sunk in for them, what their big brother does. But it was also like giving them some pride too. It was really awesome.
Yeah. That's sweet. That's cool. That you can be like, Hey, look at this. This is cool. I've made it.
Yeah.
So I love that. That's awesome. And kind of going back to the paintings, do you have anybody that you're like really enjoying painting right now? Do you have anybody that you're like really inspired by right now? Or is it just kind of like everybody?
Well, I try real hard with every painting to really capture the spirit of the subject even more than just making it look like them. And so, everyone is a good challenge to me. And especially when I like land on like, oh, this is the way to approach with this person. I just recently finished a new Chauncey Blackheart painting. And I can definitely foresee doing a lot more of her. Like just this week, I finished it and I'll be debuting it here in a few weeks. But it's her whole presentation really speaks to what I do. And I can see for the foreseeable future doing a lot more of her.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way that she's almost just taken right from a graphic novel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tink Girl come to life for sure.
I love her. I love everything about her. She stands out so much. Now the question is, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, is she going to be in the top set or no?
The top set has come out and she was not in it. So I can definitively say no. But there's always next year. Tops has really loved the last couple of years of the Undisputed sets and have reached out saying they want to continue that relationship, and boy do I want to continue it with them too, because especially the set that came out this year, the response from the collectors has just been humbling. It's just really wonderful.
Well, again, it's something that it's so unique, especially to trading cards and wrestling as a whole, because you see stuff like that, but just your work is so standout and it's so different. But I could see why people would just absolutely love it. Plus, it's a little original piece that they can keep with them and they can collect and they can have the whole set. And I just think it's cool. Like, you've been doing some really interesting and different crossovers in terms of bringing your art like to the masses that I don't think really anybody else has ever done before. I think you've had a lot of firsts in terms of that, right?
Yeah, I joke that I'm the canary in the coal mine. I don't have a ceiling. But I don't have a floor either. And I make sure people pay attention to the stuff that works.
It's like, look over here. Look at over here. Here's the shiny stuff. Don't look behind the curtain. Look over here.
Yeah, don't look. Yeah, you don't want to see the old man back there.
Well, Rob, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, you can check it out. Schomburger Labs. And at Rob Schomburger on Twitter and on Instagram, correct?
Correct. And really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the years of support. It means a lot.
Well, we're happy to do it, and we will keep continuing to do it. So everybody, go check him out. Thanks so much. And thank you. Once again, guys, thank you so much for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much to Rob. It was such fun talking to you. Guys, we hope you have a great week, a great weekend. We will be back soon with more content. Till then, you've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye!